His students narrate, in fact, one of his main students narrate, Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr. He says when Sayyid al-Khumayni was exiled from Iran in the 70s, when he arrived to Iraq in the 70s, Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr had one of amongst the best students in the Hawza. When Imam al-Khumayni arrived to Najaf, remember, this is Imam al-Khumayni before the victory of the Islamic Revolution. This is a man who's been exiled from his country, and he's just arrived in Najaf, where the general mood in Najaf wasn't so supportive of Sayyid al-Khumayni. And what does Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, who has already established himself to be a marja', to be a leader in Najaf, what does he do? Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr narrates, he says, he ordered me and Sayyid Mahmud al-Hashimi, the best students, he said, leave my lesson and go attend the lesson of Sayyid al-Khumayni. He said, we were convinced that Sayyid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr's lesson was much more detailed in Usul al-Fiqh. But he said, doesn't matter. I want to make a statement that I, this is before the victory of the Islamic Revolution, I support the path of this man. So leave my lesson and go and attend his lesson. And so they did. And so they did. This sincerity that we are ready to support each other. And today, inshallah, we're drawing some lessons from the life of Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. This is not a bedtime story for us to say, MashaAllah, Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr was so great. No, this is a lesson for us here in London and for the rest of the Muslim Ummah. That when you see your brother doing something right, doesn't matter what your prestige says, doesn't matter what the norm of the city or your status dictates, you should support him or her, regardless.